Biographer at North Dakota State University in Fargo. It's November 10th, 1993, and I'm at the Senior Center in Hosmer, South Dakota with Alita Heine. Alita, I wonder if you would tell me your full name.
Well, really, my real name is Christina Alita. Christina Alita Krzyszkowski. But
and your family name was?
Krzyszkowski.
How do you spell that?
Well, here, you want me to spell it again?
Could you?
Krzyszkowski.
And when were you born, Alita?
December 22nd, in 1904.
You were born in 1904.
Yeah.
And where were you born?
In Neusatz, in the Crimea, in Russia.
In the Crimea?
Crimea.
Neusatz, how do you spell that?
Neusatz.
In 1904 you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of your father?
Well, Krzyszkowski.
The father's first name?
John.
John Krzyszkowski.
Johann. Yeah.
And your mother's name with her family name?
Katrina Schuler. Schuler was her family name. Schuler, S-C-H-U-L-E-R.
And the village in Crimea, was, of course, a German village.
Well, yeah.
Were there other nationalities there or only German?
I don't think there were any other nationalities.
Other than just German?
Unless, like in every place there seems to be Jews. There used to be Jews, you know, they'd have stores of just a few Jews.
And how many were there in your family? How many brothers and sisters?
Just my family.
In your family.
We were 12 sisters and brothers.
12 sisters and
12.
Brothers.
Mm-hmm. But I lost one brother. Yeah.
And when you were growing up in the village, how old were you when you left?
I was 4 years old.
You were 4 years old when you left. So you're probably, do you remember a little bit about the village?
I don't remember nothing.
Did your folks talk much about it?
No.
They didn't speak too much about the village.
They didn't say too much. Only I guess it was nice there. It was nice country. Must have, you know, things like grapes and fruit grew there. It wasn't as cold as here, my mother would say. They had snow too. They'd get snow in the winter, but it would warm up much earlier. Spring would start earlier than it does here in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Your mother and father, of course, came to the Hosmer area?
Yeah, when we came with the ship, I don't know the name of the ship. We came to New York, and from there we traveled by train to Roscoe. My mother had a sister there, and that's as far as we came to Roscoe, too. My aunt, to my mother's sister, mm-hmm. Wiedemeyer was their name.
And how many children came along on the ship? How many came over with your parents?
Three of us. I was four, and my brother was two, and then a baby sister, a baby. She was a baby yet.
Mm-hmm.
So three of us came along.
And the other members of the family were born over here?
Yes, they were all born over here.
And your grandparents, did they stay over there or did they come along too?
No, nobody came out for grandparents. I don't know any of my grandparents at all.
Uh-huh, they never
learned to know them.
Never learned to know them.
No.
So when you came to South Dakota and settled here, of course there were many more brothers and sisters that were born. You had more brothers and sisters.
Yes.
So it was a large family, and you lived on a farm?
No, we never lived on a farm. We came to Roscoe, and there my dad worked on the railroad. Then there was a time we moved to Loyalton. There was a man, he needed a housekeeper and a man to work on. So he hired us, the whole family, you know, my mother and father and us kids. See, he had no wife, and we were there at Loyalton there for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back to Roscoe. And from then on, my dad worked on the railroad. And then he got a job in Hosmer. He was not just a worker, he got this job as a railroad. I don't know what how did you just call it? Roadmaster, but over the others, he could hire men, you know, and work for him when he was here in Hosmer.
Did your folks build a house right away in Hosmer?
No, not right away, but they did build a house.
Do you remember what you lived in those early days?
First we lived in the section house. See, the railroad, they had houses where the people that worked like that, section house, hut and socked.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we lived in. And then later then they built a house.
And this section house is built out of wood?
Yeah, yeah. And so that was moved to some other place at one time.
So when you became 6 years old, you went off to school?
Yeah.
And where did you go to school?
First at Roscoe, and then at Loyalton, and then we moved to Hosmer in 1914. And then I went to school here until I got to the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. That's as far as I got.
Mm-hmm. When you went to school, were you speaking only German yet?
Yeah, German. We talk German.
So in the school, were all the other children German?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Hosmer was a complete German town. Except the teachers maybe that taught school were German.
So what did you do in the school when the teachers would speak English?
Well, that's how we learned, too. We had to learn, you know, read, and then we'd have to answer in English.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't ask too much, but we'd get along, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Did your folks ever talk about where their folks came from? Anything like that back in Russia, in the Crimea?
No. And I wish they would have talked, but they must have come from Germany. My dad's name is Polish. He claims his grandparents came from Poland.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know. But he said that he and my mother at some time they must have emigrated into Russia from Germany, because this is an absolutely German name, Schuler.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I know.
Your parents, of course, raising such a large family, it wasn't easy at times.
No, I guess not.
Was there always enough clothing, everything for all the children?
Yes. Yeah, we got along. We even, when it was so bad in Russia, you know, we even took some clothes and sent them over. You know, everybody in town, the church collected clothes, you know, to send over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we even had clothes to send along. Mother had made Dad a shirt, and it was embroidered, and I wish I'd have that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent it to Russia over there. She hoped maybe Dad's brothers somebody would get it, but we don't know who got it.
So some of the brothers and sisters of your parents were left behind.
Yes.
And of course their parents stayed.
Yeah.
And did anyone else ever come over from the family?
Well, not on my dad's side, only a cousin of Dad's, Peter Grishkovsky. It was my dad's cousin. He came with us when we came up, was with us on that ship. And he went to Idaho right away because he had a sister living in Idaho. But our folks came to Roscoe, and from there, they got jobs right away. They knew these people in Russia already. Gornis lived in on the farm west or someplace out of Roscoe. And that's where my folks went right away. They wrote letters, and they knew they came from the same territory there, I guess, where my folks came from. And so that first year we anyhow, that first summer we came on June 9th. We came to June 9th, 1909, yeah. We went out to go and stay there that summer. And then we come to town, to Roscoe again, and that's mm-hmm. where my dad started railroad working. You know.
In the Heine home, of course, growing up like that with so many children, there wasn't too much playtime, but when you did have some playtime or singing in the family, was there much singing in the family?
Well, yeah, my mother loved to sing, and Dad had a wonderful, good voice, but we really didn't sing so much until after we kids got to Sunday school, and then we'd sing German songs, you know, we had that little hymnal, and, mm-hmm. but not really too much singing, but still my mother had Strohse-Lieder, they called them, not hymns, they were on Lieder, that they sang. That Dad called them Strohse-Lieder, you know. Do you understand German mm-hmm. enough?
I understand German, yes. What were some of those special Strohse-Lieder? Do you remember any of them?
Well, the eins war von Straßburg, Straßburg. That's the only one I can just think of now. And
mm-hmm. What, in the Heine home, was religion important?
Well, see, now this is what I'm telling you, this was Krzyszkowski family, you know.
Oh, I see, yes.
The Heine, that was my husband then.
Uh-huh.
I got married then at 18.
Oh, yes, I have to remember that, yes. We were talking about the Krzyszkowski family,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
In the Krzyszkowski family, was religion stressed?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. What religion were they?
We are Lutheran.
Uh-huh.
We were Lutheran.
And so there were prayers in the evening?
Not always. We always had to say our prayer in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday mornings, I'll admit that we didn't have too much prayer. Always too busy, but you shouldn't be that way, too busy. But on Sunday morning, we'd all have to stay at the table or stay. And Dad, but then Dad, and he wasn't a good reader, but he read out of a Gebetbuch, out of a prayer book.
Mm-hmm.
He'd read before we could go to Sunday school. That's about all the devotions, what we'd have.
What about Christmas? Did you?
Oh, Christmas we celebrated great. Oh, there we were. That was very nice. We always had a tree, and my dad had to be just such a shape too. He made it, he bought it himself, you know, and he'd fix it up.
What kind of tree was it?
Oh, these, like they have now, these fir trees.
So they had them then already?
Yeah, you could buy them in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas we celebrated, yeah.
How did they decorate the tree?
Well, we didn't have the decorations they have now, but you could get a few, and then we'd have candles, those real wax candles, you know, we'd pinch on, and there was candle holders. And I don't know what else, we'd put nice pictures, I guess, we'd see nice pictures, and we'd string them on there. We didn't decorate them too, now we didn't have too much.
Mm-hmm. And were there some gifts?
Anyhow. Yeah, we'd get not a lot, not like now.
Uh-huh.
No, not like the kids get gifts now.
Uh-huh.
The girl, we got a doll, I got a doll, and my sister got a doll. And the next year, sometimes the doll it was the same doll, only she had new clothes.
Oh.
And the boys, I don't remember what the, George, see, there was only this one boy for now, when we were young.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what he would get. But we really celebrated Christmas.
Did you just do much celebrating at New Year's?
Well, yeah. We all had to learn a poem, a New Year poem. Mama would give it out of the hymnal, New Year's poems or verses, and we'd all stand in a row, and each one had his poem to say. And then Dad would greet us, say good night. He reaches us. Well, we said that first, the glee glee his nice, and then he would too. And You need to give us some little money. We'll all get a little dime or something. That was our New Year.
You don't remember any of those poems?
Well, they'd be in the hymnal, I think. I'd find them in there.
Uh-huh.
They were just poems that we sang, you know, the Lieder der Kinderlein kommen, or Christbaum. No, they were other. They weren't those songs, the regular. I could find them in my hymnal, I think, yet if I'd look them up in my songbook. Now, what else was I going to say?
About New Year's.
About New Year. Yeah. Well, that wasn't done, but my dad would go too sometimes, you know. Sometimes they'd go around and to the different places in town and stand by the window, and then they'd say a nice New Year's poem, nice big long poem. I read it once. And then they'd shoot, you know, they'd have guns and they'd shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That I remember.
Remember all those guns going off?
Yeah.
Scared the kids a little bit.
Yeah. They did that for a long time in Hosmer.
People. Really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'd go around and young boys usually they were. Boys, not married, I don't know.
Teenage boys. Uh-huh. And they would celebrate a little bit.
Yeah. And then they'd go in, the people would ask him to come in the house. Then they'd serve something. They'd usually have food ready, food and a little drinks. And sometimes by the time they got to the last ones, I guess maybe some were drunk.
Of course, you were pretty young then.
Yeah, then I was young yet.
Uh-huh. And this custom continued on for some time in Hosmer?
Well, yeah, that continued, but up. Maybe not longer than when I was about 12. I don't think they did it after that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they would ring the bell. Church bells would ring, you know. And then they'd shoot. I don't know how many shots they would shoot. First they'd shoot, and then the bells would ring, and then they'd shoot again. First was for the old year, that was for the new year.
Uh-huh.
And we'd always stay up that night to listen, just to hear those bells.
You know,
all the churches would ring, not just one bell, uh-huh. Two bell, church bells. That sounded so nice.
Mm-hmm. You can still hear those a bit sometimes.
We even out on the farm when I was married already and was on the farm, we'd go out and see if we could hear them, and sometimes we could hear them depending how the wind was.
Mm-hmm.
We lived out 2.5 miles east of town.
Mm-hmm.
My husband lived there.
So New Year's was big. What about Easter?
Oh, well, sure, that was celebrated too. We'd have to dyed eggs. The first eggs we dyed, we didn't have the dye now that you have. And my mother she'd have onion, the onion shells that you take off of an onion, you know, they were all winter and they'd be sort of brown, and she'd cook this, and that would give a color, that would make it sort of tan or brown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only color we had, that's the first ones. But it didn't take long then at least we could get these different colors.
Was there any celebration at the 4th of July?
Well, yeah, that was celebrated, not too much. It was celebrated in town, and then there was something going on. Well, then, of course, they had the Hosmer celebrated. Yeah, they'd have a speaker here, and we'd have drills. Girls would learn. Before that, we'd have to learn to march, a whole bunch of girls.
Oh.
Yeah, and she was a teacher. She drilled us before, you know, several days before we marched through town. And then there was even some bigger men. There was no auxiliary yet, I don't know. Some men that had been in the war, but where was that, I don't know. There was men marching too before us. Oh yeah. band. A band. There was a band. Hosmer had a band already. And they marched in that, the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I'd have a book here, I think, where it would even show mm-hmm. that as marchers.
There was a little singing going on and dancing, too?
So oh, yeah, then bit, they you... had Boweries and dance. You build up, you know what that means, a Bowery.
Yes.
Build up out on the street. Yeah, they had dances and other stands. Fourth of July was really celebrated. Had stands where they'd sell ice cream and pop and lemonade.
And you, of course, were living in town, so it was you could just walk to the celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
As you grew up to be a teenager living in town, of course, you went to school through the 8th grade, but did you get to go to some of the dances?
I didn't go to dances. I wasn't good at it. I didn't dance. But we went. Some of us girls, we'd go, you know, just to watch. But there was something else I was going to quick say now.
The dances, who do you remember playing down here? Did Lawrence Welk ever come down here?
They said, but I never saw him.
You never saw him?
See, I didn't go to dances much.
Uh-huh.
He came to Hosmer. Not often, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But he had comps.
And so after you finished the 8th grade, you stayed home how long
That's
before you went?
That's what I was going to say about. I worked for other people since I was 9 years old. You know, when I was young, that young, it was mostly just babysitting, you know, taking care of the children. Or just helping. One time I worked for a doctor at Roscoe. And she just wanted help in the house, you know, to help with the dishes and things. I worked there, and then that's what I was, what you call a muck, a house muck. I worked
there. What was that called? A house?
A muck, a maid, or
a housemaid.
House muck. Yeah.
And you started at what age?
At 9.
At 9 already you started?
9 years. That was just, those people had 2 children, and I just was... They had a dairy, and they went to sell milk, and I'd have to stay with the children.
And then you did this till you were how old?
Well, I did this until before I got, till I got married.
And how old were you then?
18.
You were 18 when you
got
married.
I was always, every summer, I always worked. I worked on the farms, too, and I helped with milk to get that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to work out in the field?
Yeah, a little. But when we were married, I worked out in the field. See, I married a farmer. Then I worked out on the field.
So at the age of 18, you got married. And who did you marry?
August Heine.
August Heine. And yeah. He lived?
2.5 miles east of Hosmer.
And what were his parents' names?
Heine, George Heine.
And her name, the mother?
Mother was...
Christina Heine?
Yeah.
What was her, do you remember her family name?
Doctor.
She was a doctor mm-hmm. from down here. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So then you got married, and was there a big wedding?
No.
Not much of a wedding?
No. Just at the house we had. Just for the immediate family.
Did you receive anything from your parents for the wedding?
Well, I got bedding and things like that, bedding and household things, you know. After the day after I was married, we came to town and we went to the hardware store and got all the things we needed for to keep house.
Mm-hmm. And so you moved on the farm right away?
Right away. That was our honeymoon.
Your honeymoon was going to the farm to work?
Yeah, that was going to the farm. That we got married April 8th, 1923.
And right away you went on the farm, but how did you find land right away?
Well, he had land. That was August's parents lived on that farm, that they homesteaded at that place.
Uh-huh.
So August, we lived on the homestead.
Mm-hmm.
But they had built a new house already, a lumber house. They did have a sod house first.
The Heinies.
The Heinies, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this was...
You remember that sod house?
No, no, I don't remember. That was all, you know. They didn't keep it up, and then that sod, that from rain, so that... Uh-huh. All I saw was the stones and stuff.
But your husband was born in the sod house?
Yeah, he was born in that sod house.
And so you lived on the farm, and how big a family did you raise? How many children did you have?
Me, just us, we had five girls.
Five girls?
Yeah, five girls.
Mm-hmm. And they, of course, grew up on the farm. Did your children grow up speaking German?
Yes. Yeah, we spoke German too, sure. Till they went to school and learned English.
Mm-hmm. But as the children were growing up, you'd only speak German in the home?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was German. This town was so German.
Your mother, with such a large family, had to do a lot of cooking.
Well, you see, I got married so young, was 18 already, and then my mother even had children after I was married. So really, I was home, we weren't more than seven children, I guess. I have, altogether we were 12 sisters and brothers. So some of my, I have sisters, two sisters that are younger than my own daughters.
I
shouldn't say that. but that's the way it is.
Did you learn how to cook from your mother?
No, I learned more from working because I worked more at other places.
I see.
I'd have to cook.
Were they German people too where you worked?
Yes.
So they
not all. I was in Roscoe. I worked in Roscoe a couple of years, and they were English people.
What did you learn to cook that you remember most as when you were younger that you learned to cook that you still make today?
Well, strudel. Strudels I make, yet them.
How are they made?
Oh, goodness sakes. Take some dough, make dough, and then you roll it out, and then you put grease on them, and then you can... You can pull it, that pulls way big, you get it big, and then you roll it up, and you cut little pieces.
Put anything inside of it?
No, but you could, a person could. I tried some different things once. You could even put hamburger in or cheese in.
So you made strudel, and what else did you make?
Knepfle.
Knepfle?
Yes.
Still make those today?
Well, I did. I don't anymore here. I don't have to cook.
Right. What else did you... Any kind of special meat? Did you do a lot of...
Well, our folks, they butchered themselves every year. They'd, you know, those years, people would butcher in the fall. They'd butcher a pig and make sausage and liver sausage and head cheese. And then they'd have a hams, you know, and we had good meat.
And how did they store this meat for the winter?
Well, after it was smoked, they put it in brine and salt brine. You would have great big crocks, and there they'd put that meat in and with salt. And after it was salted good, that would keep, you know, it. Then they'd smoke it. I put it in a smokehouse and smoke it. And it would nice hams, and we'd have ham. During the summer, we could get a ham and cut slices and fry it. That was such good meat.
And where did they store it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how my folks stored it. But on the farm, I don't know, when we had some, we just hung it in the granary. After it was smoked, if it smoked real good, that keeps. And salt it through and through, good salt, you know, salt in salt water, that kept. One time I remember, I don't know why that happened, that was the first year we were married, I guess. And we had some spoil on us, some hams, because they weren't salted through. But we learned. I knew that Had to keep it in salt water long enough and then smoke them real good.
Your mother had to do a lot of sewing?
Yeah, she did sewing for us kids too.
Of course, you learned how to sew.
Oh, yes. I learned to sew. I started sewing my own dress clothes when I was 15. I did sewed already for my younger sisters and for myself. I joined 4-H club. There we had a 4-H club here in town started, and that I went into sewing, took up sewing, so that's where I learned to sew.
You were about 15 then?
Yeah, a little young, about 14, 15, yes. My mother was a good sewer.
Mm-hmm. When you think back sometimes, Anita, you now here at the center, and you look back to those early years and think about what it was like when your parents came over with those children and so forth, what are your memories sometimes that we haven't talked about? Do you think of anything else that you think about sometimes when you're thinking about the old days, the good old days?
Well, some of my best days that I remember is when we lived in Loyalton. I was young yet, but we lived on a farm my folks worked for this man, you know. And I liked it there. I just liked to be all by myself. Of course, I had my brother and my sister. And then there were neighbors about 2.5 miles or so. And one time we celebrated Christmas at those neighbors. My mother, there was no church in Loyalton where we would have had to go to Roscoe Church. So we got the neighbor kids together one time, my mother did, and he gave each one a poem to learn for Christmas, a German. And, well, then there was this other lady. Those people spoke born to English, though. And then at Christmas time, we all went over to that, to those neighbors, you know. On Christmas Eve, we drove with the sled. I remember that so plain. That was just so beautiful. And over there, their house, I don't know if it was bigger. Anyway, they had several children. I guess they had about 4 children, too. And that was the Christmas we celebrated over there. They had the big Christmas tree. And Santa Claus even came.
Really?
That was something new, you know. That was the first time I had seen Santa Claus. He had a great big sack, and then he'd give gifts.
Did they call him Santa Claus?
Well, I guess those people did. Grishkindle. Grishkindle, we said it. But see, he was dressed like a Grishkindle was something different again. Grishkindle was supposed to be white, dressed in white. And Grishkindle and the Belsenigelhens, they used to say, you know. They'd come together. That was something different again.
You hadn't seen that
and
before.
And the Belsenigel, he was supposed to ask kids, if you were good this winter. And then I remember our daughter, when we were in my dad's place, and the Belsnigel and the Grishkindle came there, and then he asked, and then my daughter, she got up on some more, she said. She was so scared.
And so then what happened?
Well, they didn't do anything. They didn't even give a gift or nothing. That was dumb, I thought, that time, for Bill Sneaky to come like that. I thought Christmas should be, different. Now, like Grishkindle, she should have given a gift or something. Mm. I didn't like that at all, even.
You were how old then?
But that was when I was married, when I had my own daughter,
Oh, I see.
I remember how scared, you know. She understood that, what he said, but she was honest. She said, not immer. Oder als Mole.
Yeah, that
he was only 5 years old at that time, I guess, 5 or 6. And
now in the Hosmer area, were they primarily people of the Lutheran faith?
Well, I think the Lutherans were the most, but there's a lot of Catholics.
Uh-huh.
There was this Catholic church, and they were pretty prominent. I think there's a lot of Catholic. And then there was Congregational and Reformed.
And yeah, they all seemed to get along pretty good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got along. We had Catholic neighbors always where we lived, in Roscoe and in Hosmer, and we got along real good, real good. Mrs. Schmidt, she was such a good lady.
Mm-hmm. What about marriage? In marriages, they usually tried to make it so that they kept the same religion.
Oh, yeah, that was strict. No.
Uh-huh.
We had these Catholic neighbors. Of course, we went back and forth. I knew those boys real good, and I had no intention, but I know they were strict with that. They didn't want us to enter, to go with Catholics, but I did one time anyhow. Uh-huh. Had a Catholic boyfriend.
Yes.
But I had to give him up because they didn't like it.
Parents?
Yeah, the parents didn't like it. Didn't.
Uh-huh. How long did you court your husband before you got married?
A year.
A year?
So just 1 year.
Uh-huh.
Just 1 year and a day, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you went home and asked your parents if that was okay?
He came to the house and he asked for me. Wasn't that nice?
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't believe that he'd come and and ask if he could have me for his wife.
Uh-huh.
And they knew I was going with him and all that, but he was decent, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The right way to do it, isn't it, wasn't
right,
it?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Any other memories, Anita, of those early years? Of course, you had some good times and some rough times.
Well, I don't know if I had so many rough times. Whenever I was working at a place, well, you had to work, but that was okay. I didn't have to work too hard. Not more than I was always treated good wherever I worked.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that anybody was. And I worked at many different places. Usually where a baby was born, where the mother couldn't work in a cook, and then I'd work there. But then I worked on the farms too, did milking, and but not on the field. I just helped, you know, when the harvest was done, I'd help shocking corn or shocking whatever it was. Or headering, when we'd header, you know. Do you know what headering is?
Throughout your young life, at a young age, as you mentioned earlier, at 9 years old, you were working for other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the summer. And then at the fall, but I never started school when it did start. I was still working. And I never was end of school either. I'd always have to go out work before school was out, you know, that I'd be with the rest when school was out. So I was a working girl.
Did you get to keep all the money you earned?
Well, my folks got it.
I see.
Until the last year, I could keep my money that I earned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't, I always had enough, you know, when I worked at other places. I didn't need except clothes, of course, and I'd earn enough to send for my dresses, or Mama would make them, or whatever.
Remember ordering dresses?
Well, I don't think we ordered dresses for me. One time, I remember getting a midi. That was a style when they had these midi blouses with a sailor collar. I got that was ordered. The other things, I think my mother sewed for me, my clothes.
Of course, when you grew up in those real early years, there wasn't even a radio in the house, was there?
No. Oh, no. My dad got an organ at one time at a sale. He bought an organ. Well, if I wished, they'd have let me take lessons, but we didn't. My folks were poor, but still they could have invested in some things, maybe. So I didn't learn to play by notes.
Did you learn to play by ear?
Yeah, a little bit.
So when you were you already married by the time you had a radio?
Oh yes, yeah. We got our first radio, I think, in 28. And that was battery. Had it charged, you know, I mean. I made a windmill or whatever, a charger that would charge the battery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the
so
first
thing. I bet a lot of people, when that first time when they heard a radio, they thought, what in the world is this?
Oh, boy. We even, you know, when we know somebody had a radio, I remember one time some neighbors of ours, they had a radio, and we went there to visit to hear that radio. See, there was a special... This Yankton came in.
WNEX?
Yeah. And there's good programs. I don't remember the name. Johnny and two fellas, they would sing so nice. But then in the news, you know, we'd get the news. But we first had our first radio in 1928.
Did your folks subscribe to any newspapers, any German newspapers?
Yes, yeah, they had the Freie Presse. Freie Presse, yeah.
Uh-huh. Any others?
No, I think that was the only one that they had.
And then as you got married and so forth, did you get some of those newspapers too?
We didn't have a paper right away, but later on we got the Aberdeen paper.
But no German newspaper.
No German newspaper.
Mm-hmm. The time when you were on the farm, of course, you were raising a family too, and for entertainment, did you get to town once in a while for dances, you and your husband, or what did you do? Visit other people?
Yeah, we went visiting. On Sunday afternoons, I'll get company on Sunday afternoons or evenings. We didn't go to dances. My husband was a good dancer, but I wasn't. So we just didn't go to dances.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't get too many barn dances?
No, we were at one barn dance that I know, but that's the only barn dance, I think.
They play a lot of cards?
No, we didn't even do that. A little bit at a time. One time my brother stayed with us one winter, and then my brother George and August would play cards. Or sometimes some other guys would come there and play cards. Mm-hmm. But I didn't learn to play cards. I wish I would. Would have. But I said, oh, that's a waste of time. I'd sit and crochet, you know. Or
oh.
And then our first baby was born just a year after we were married. And then I had to take care of her, and I'd sit, we had a cradle, and I'd sit and rock that cradle with my foot, you know, and then play cards, and I'd crochet.
Did a lot of craft work.
Yeah, I liked to crochet. I did a little bit of tatting. And later on, I learned to knit. I did some knitting.
Any other memories of those early years?
Well,
do you remember anything special about the school days?
Oh, of my school days?
Yes.
Oh. Well, when we lived in Loyalton, that was a mile and a half to school. That was a town school. They didn't have, I never went to a country school.
Oh, I see.
Always had to go to a town school wherever we lived. And that was a mile and a half where I had to walk to. But in the winter time, this man had a buggy and two ponies and there was his boys and they would drive and then I could go with them to school. And then, let's see, the other rest of the time, you know, we lived, I walked to school in Roskew, lived a half a mile out of town, and then I walked, had to cross the railroad track to come get to school. That was about a half a mile.
Was it always a treat to get to a bigger town? Go and visit a bigger town, go to the stores, bazaar?
Well, I don't know when I first was in Aberdeen. I wasn't so young, so old, or so young, or whatever. Because my dad worked on the railroad, he got free tickets to go on the train. When I did, we did two weekends.
Today, when you think about going to other towns, and now you're here, and so forth, and through all those years, were you able to keep up a little bit about our German-Russian heritage? Did you do a little reading on it?
No, I can't say that I didn't. We heard about it. I heard about it when, after we were married about this, and I would have liked to have joined it, you know, go up to Bismarck sometime and see what it's like, all this and that.
Uh-huh.
But August wasn't interested in it. So we never did go there. But you asked about going to different towns. Yeah, I got to go to Aberdeen one time with my dad on the train, like, because it was free, because we got free tickets. But that was just on a Saturday. He went in, we come in Saturday nights, and then Sunday mornings we came back again. And the first time, I was at Sharika one time, there was something, you know, there used to be a college or an academy up at Sharika. And there was a girlfriend of mine, she went to school up there, and there was doings up there. I think it was the time when they had graduation or something. Then they took me along. I was along, and that was the first time I was at Sharika.
Oh, but that was a big treat.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was a treat. There were some people we knew there. My dad and he was section foreman, and this other man, Teske. They knew each other because he'd come down on the railroad track. And they met each other. See, Dad had to go up as far as Hillshire, and the Eureka man had to come down as far as that, I guess. Then they got to know each other. Well, then I knew Teske's lived in Eureka.